What is the top cigarette in the country? Let me tell you, mother, something. L&M's, buddy, you know. Let's go when the whistle blows. Now, let's face it. A lot of you folks out there, you know, another thing, along with L&M's, where these southern cats are the sponsors, why, we have some northern folks. It's a Jew fella. His name is Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie puts out this King Kong hair straightener. And let's face it, a lot of you cats have got kinky hair. And the thing to do is jab some of that salve on, see, and then you're free. You're free. This is the way to get the white chicks. Mother. That's pretty sick, isn't it?
Yes, sir, friends.
I don't think we get too many letters, you. Maybe just from the West Side or Harlem District.
Man, I told Sammy Davis that one night. God, I thought he'd die. You know, he's broad-minded.
And I mean broad-minded. White broad-minded. He tells a lot of anti-white jokes.
I had a thing I wrote over Christmas about a family scene, you know, and it was a thing about describing the members and putting it into a wild vein. There was Uncle Willie, who was a little odd, boys and girls. In the fact that Uncle Willie used to always take all the presents a little bit after 12 and center them in the center of the floor and take a bottle of maraschino cherries, pour it all over. We often thought Uncle Willie should have gone up to the funny farm, but we just didn't have the heart to put him away. Then there was Lamar Jean Lamar, my stepsister, who had a husky voice. And she used to ride up in a sleigh pulled by three teenagers in black leather jackets, and which was a gimmick of hers. And she worked at the commissary over at the big depot for the Army. And she'd ride up there in the late afternoon, and then she'd stand there in her red Mackinaw. I'll never forget it. Her hair flowing in the breeze. Boy, she had a long, man. And then she'd stand there and she'd rip her Mackinaw off and she wouldn't have nothing on. And she'd run over the snow hollering, "Jimmy Dean's alive, alive, alive." Oh, that's some wild stuff.
Sit down there to take a dump. You drop them Levi's, sit down there where you're on the twin holder, or maybe you're in one of them big hotels. Anyway, you got to take your pants down, right? Sit there on the crapper. Just smoke up a storm. Shit, ain't nobody going to bother you. Just sit there on the stool and cut away, boy. You know what they are. Oh, yeah, occasionally now and then you get a hold of them bad bowl of grits. Go right on through you. I've had them screaming mimes. Called it the Green Apple Quick Step. Move like a bandit, boy. That's it. That's why I say you're going to have plenty of time there with the G.I.s. Well, fellas, that is. Or just the G.I.s. You know what them is. Like the Green Apple Quick Step, like I say. So, just sort of pick up a copy of the Bugle or some funny papers, whatever is down around your feet. Don't ever grab hold of nobody next to you. Lose a buddy that way. Take out a pack of them L&M's. Sit back and light up and... Oh, you can't beat it. Just too much. Ain't it, Jed?
Oh, yeah.
You better put your clothes on. Folks are starting to talk.
L&M draws easy.
All right, where's the fire? Where's the fire?
In your eyes, officer, in your eyes.
You're a fairy, aren't you?
Do you see any wings? I think that's an asinine remark on your part. You great big Neanderthal person, you. Yes, just a hood with a badge. That's the only difference.
What did you call me?
A hood. You ought to have one right over your skull. Jesus.
Now watch your cursing. I happen to be Patrolman O'Brien.
Oh, tell us, old leader. Where is your motorcycle? Do you have the multicolored foxtails and the devil on the front? What'll the Harley do? Open it up on a snowy day, and then they'll see.
Oh, you damn fool. You ran right into me.
Yes, fairies can fly, can't they?
All right, lock him up, Joe. Fag, put it down, number 36712. That's right, take it into the prison. I don't want to fool with him. Get in the back seat with those devils and then tear your clothes. As our report to the nation today, we have with us a number of important men here that have been working on the Atlas and some of the other guided missiles. Here with us, first of all, is Dr. Alvin Duvers. Dr. Duvers, that's rhymes, excuse me for the pun. Dr. Duvers, just what are they doing about the Atlas?
Not a darn thing. We've put that aside. A lot of them people went down to Montego Bay, and they're down there for about 2 or 3 months rest. It's a tremendous strain on all of us.
And, well, good Lord, the country here, this has been the problem all along, Doctor, is the fact that there have been too many vacations and talk and very little work.
Well, look, I'm a scientist. I just knocked my ass out over this thing.
We're on the air, Doctor. We're on the air. Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't know. I'm sorry out there. But I have. I just worked my ass off on it. All right, cut. We're off now, Doctor. Jesus, we've got to go. All right, Ted. We're off the air because of that. You can't say ass on the air.
Well, I guess not. Shit.
The scene is an old farmhouse somewhere out there in Midwest land. And it's summer, and there's about that much dust in the road. It's an old, run-down farmhouse, and inside is an old lady, 87 years old, Grandma Frickert, been confined to a wheelchair. The term we use is shut-in. The mister's been dead now some 20 years, and she runs the place herself, along with the hired hand, Lenny, which is 22, who helps out milk the cows and what have you. And this is the scene. She's in the living room in her chair, wheeling back and forth, rocking. And over the fireplace is a rifle, and the beaded curtains and the knotty pine pillow, which says Niagara Falls, 1934. And suddenly Lenny comes in with dung all over his Levi's, and he's a good-looking... Lenny is all he is, you know, and he's standing there. She says,
"Good heavens, Lenny. What are you doing in here? You've never been allowed in the house. Why, if the mister was alive, he'd kill you. Now you get on out and get about your chores. Lenny, what are you doing? Good God, you're exposing yourself. Oh, no, you're sick. If I could just get over to that fireplace and get that gun, I'd...
You ain't gonna get over to that fireplace.
Oh, God in heaven. Oh, if I could just get over and telephone that car, Sheriff Bain.
You ain't gonna get over to telephone.
Oh, Lenny, don't touch me, please. I beg of you. I'm church people. Don't attack me. Lenny, please. Lenny.
That wasn't so bad, was it, Mom? I'm going out there and get that dog out of the road, set the crapper up right, fix that fence, and I'll be back.
Oh, God. Mercy. See that you don't stay away too long.
That's our chapter for today, and sex can be fun. Join us again tomorrow when the makers of Aluminum Screens brings you Grandma Frickert, Chapter 365, Book 12, Sex Can Be Fun After 60. Kid, it's a 10-year-old boy in an attic. He's up there and
Willis, are you up there again in the attic? What the devil you doing up there? Willis, I'm not doing anything, Mom. I'm looking for my ball glove. Willis! I'm coming, damn it, I'm coming.
That's pretty sick, huh?
It'll happen to every boy.
Good evening, everybody. This is Philander Philbert. And as you know, this is the last year on television was Mr. Nat King Cole, one of the all-time great, great cats. I would like to explain this, first of all, to get the show off to a great start. We are greatly expressing realism. I'm certainly no phony cat, and we're going to come on strong, pushing that type of theme. As you can see and observe, I'm a nigger. Now, right away, folks are getting up out of their chairs. Already, our switchboard is lit up like Christmas. But I want to get that. Everybody knows where niggas, boogies, all kinds of words. But we want to stress that. We want to put our cards on the table. The ace of spades. That's a little funny for you. Black is the ace of spades, you've heard that. Or coon. So, we a cloud, you know, darky, smoky, we get them all. So I want to use just one, nigga, if you don't mind. I'll just stick to that. There are a lot of you want to use your own little cuties. We're going to have all kinds of folks on, Jews, and guineas, and hunkies, and poles, and limeys, krauts, and we're going to have on spicks, and we're going to have on boogies, too. I mean, I don't want to, you know, be, I don't want to show that I'm anti-this or anti-that. I'm anti-everything. But I married a white girl. A lot of folk right away see if the boys lit up again. Well, it was a thing. We fell in love. And society has frowned upon it, but we live in a certain place just the same. Because we're making money, you know, and my daddy is Father Divine. So, may the Lord be with you, Daddy. He's going to be on, too. He's a religious bug. And right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs and come on like spooks. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks. And right now, we're going to have the former mayor of New York on, who's a guinea, Mr. Impilateri.
I'd like to say I'm not a guinea, I'm Italian.
Well, same thing. I mean, that's one thing we're trying to stress, to make the people relax, Daddy. You know, you're a guinea. Let's face a dago, a wop.
I wish you'd stop that, Mr. Philander, whatever you're...
Philander of Felbert, that's it. You know, relax, Daddy. You're out, you know. They beat you up in the longshore. It's true, you screwed the people there for a long while, didn't you? I mean, you joined a lot of the hoods, didn't you? You swung pretty hard with the longshore group.
Well, I did have my difficulties.
Difficulties? Hell, you're out. That's obvious. How do you feel about the Italians? Do you feel...
Well, certainly, well, how do I feel? That's one of their silly questions, and actually, my being Italian, they're a wonderful people.
Well, they kept them in a certain part of the city. I mean, more or less put the monkeys and the organ grinders and all them people and them, those guinea grinders, those heroes and everything, they bunched up that soup cat and pizzas and they jammed them in right in town. I mean, they're not spread all over, are they?
Well, I don't think they can certainly go any place.
Well, now, you see right away, that's true about the guineas. But the boogies, man, we're all jammed into Harlem. You know, you can't... I had some folks up in White Plains. They kicked the... Burn them up. Something terrible. But on the highway, it wasn't so bad. Made it look like a crash. Well, I see our time is running out. And remember, next week we're stressing don't care packages to Confederate soldiers. I was just kidding, folks. Two soldiers in Arkansas. We are sending those don't care packages, though. And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down. Good night, and good night for Mr. Thank you, Mr. Goldie.
Wonderful.
That's that. That's all he says. Oh, incidentally, we hope we didn't offend anybody.